This is Future of Water, where we talk about all the ways in which companies, utilities, and people are addressing the challenges and opportunities in water. Today, we're going to talk with Bluefield's Eric Bindler and Nina Rossiter about telecoms and their role in water. Not theirs specifically, but telecoms. You might think they're unrelated, but I can promise you that is not the case. In fact, there's more in common than we all realize and might want to know about. Eric and Nina are concluding a deep dive analysis for their upcoming report, Connecting Water Infrastructure Telecom Company Strategies in the Global Digital Water Market. So rather than wait it out and force you to wait until the details are released in Bluefield's weekly Waterline newsletter, that's a hint. You can subscribe for free. All you got to do is go to our website, bluefieldresearch.com. I thought we'd talk more informally about the findings of the report, what they're seeing, and what they had a tough time putting in words, or at least on paper. But before we talk to them, let's talk about the news. So number one, Culligan International, the consumer-focused water solutions and services company, Culligan, I think we've all seen it, I believe. They're being acquired by another PE firm, BDT Capital Partners, for $6 billion. Culligan is a highly acquisitive company that is being sold by Advent International and Centerbridge Partners. Culligan has made 90 acquisitions since Advent bought it in 2016, mostly small family-owned companies in European markets. I think primarily like Germany, Italy, Spain, among others. But Advent, to give you an idea, so how far it's come, Advent bought Culligan from Centerbridge in a deal that valued the company at about $915 million. So it's definitely grown, $915 million to $6 billion in only a couple of years since 2016. Number two, Core Maine, with $3.4 billion in revenue, is ready to go public. This is a move that apparently has been in the works for years. Core Maine's the largest distributor of water, sewer, fire protection, and storm drain products in the U.S. It has made some acquisitions, 12 in total, since it became independent about 4 years ago from HD Supply. So it's interesting to see them going public. We'll have to keep monitoring that as another firm goes public. And hey, following that same thread, number three, GS Enema, the Spanish water treatment company that was acquired by